Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Smelly
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smelly and international
call. Interface complete.
Get it on like Marvin. Pass that baton and I'm going in. Do yourself a favor, get your towel now, throw it in. Respect, maybe step to the side. Yeah, I know it did. L goes out, no doubt. I'm about to blow again. Dance floor, hit him in the head, something fierce. Don't label me a rapper, I am artist of the year. I am hottest you will hear. And this is not debatable. Sun cannot stop me, this is not attainable. I'm the 617, you are not capable. Turn them into victims, trying to tame a raging bull. At the rate I'm going, I'm gonna be the most hated. This a true story, sure, it's something like paid in full. Better have you together stepping up to me. Guess who? Chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't know why. I am the original. Chicks trying to sound like me, but they way off. So what they need to do is fall back. With yourself, huh? You know what they say. Oh, you got a record deal, they must be giving those away. Hey, don't get hot, cause your boyfriend got a couple pairs of my panties in the drawer with his socks. Stop, you wasn't around and it was going down. Well, he was going down. You know me and you know the style, so please know that I'll take your smile and flip it round. You huff and puff while I'll blow the shit down. Clown, just put your nose on while I put the flows on. Everywhere I go, you know that it goes on. The fuel to the fire, now watch me flame. No shade, but before anything, I gotta get paid. Uh-huh. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they can't. I smoke the kind of dank that'll make poor faint. So pick up, man, the caller's on the line. You know this live before you even come inside. And when you guard me, there ain't no weak side. I am the original, you better get it right.
Together stepping up to me.
Guess who?
Chicks trying to sound like me,
but they can't know why.
Chicks trying to sound like me, but they way off.
So what they need to do is fall back. A million chicks trying to do what I do, but out of a mill, I only f*** with a few. If you're trying to get money, chick, give us a try. Y'all do you and let me do I. Cause the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You know, when you're hitting the ground, that's all that they know. If Po-Po question me, look, here's how it go. It goes, I know nothing and that's all that I know. Now listen to the beat, peep how I ride it. Look and skip hard and the bitch get excited. See what I'm working with? You won't be undecided. My cookie's so good you can't put none beside it. Now chicks trying to sound like me, but they way off. 25-8, babe, never took a day off. Stuck to my hustle and it definitely paid off. I go hard like every day is a playoff.
Creativity, eyes on exclusive. You rappers are in trouble, man.
Together stepping up to me.
Yes.
Yo, yo, check it out. This is MC Lighten right now. You're checking out DJ Smell So Good. Please believe it, it's the core DJs happening all day, every day, 2009. Time to shine. You know how it goes. Yak Radio Broadcast, YAC. It's MC Light in the building. Brooklyn, raise your hands. Holla at your girl. Roughnecks forever.
Yeah, KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. Word up, almost September. Woo, this is that roar right here. L don't see me, L-O-V-E, hate, that's easy. Snakes come cheaply, I shake off the greedy and break off the needy. 20 years strong and some still don't believe me. The L-O-V-E, it helps me to be me. I love what I do and I do it freely. Love, that's how we gonna rise above. Hate in your heart will break you apart. Be love, pursue love, see love, do love, old love, new love, show love. Ooh, love, we taking it to love. That's sticky like glue love, pepe le blue love.
Never too late, never too late.
For love.
Never too late, never too late.
Shake you, break you, make a major play you, break your pager. If he finds that the neighbor's doing you favors, and he believes that you throwing him a little flavor. Love will make you act out, act up, get smacked up, then black out. In fact, it's the only thing that hurts and heals. The twists and turns are so for real. Your stomach in knots and you wanna heal. Love is good, love is here, love is present in the air. Love is what you need when the world don't care. It's that mama love, the love I wish my papa thought of. Instead of him, his daughter, get her love from up above.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.
Love,
too late, never too late.
Love. September, rock on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Show love, give love, speak love, live love. Tell me, what is love? The essence of being. You gotta want love, taunt love, sport love, flaunt love. Love is the center of human beings. Love is enduring, alluring, and curing. Love is a liberator. Love is so freeing. This is more poetry. It's widely known of me. But let me get back to this raw MCing. Cats only talk about hate and war. Attracting that, that's an ancient law. It's raw MCing when I blaze the door. Cause the love for my art, you can't pay me for.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.
She bending over.
Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
You were loving for me.
waiting for you to come home and make love to me. But you came in smelling like her. You tried to play it off like I was some kind of fool. Nigga, 5 o'clock in the morning, who you think you're talking to? How could you do this to me? I thought you loved me. Well, I guess that was a lie. Now you say you wanna make it right. I'm tired of your lies. I need you to move on.
That's real. 817, I'm going to ask you to hold on because I got to recognize this month. I'm celebrating a little bit late. But, yeah, this is National Baked Bean Month right here on Smelly Enterprise.
July is National Baked Bean Month.
It was day late, excuse me.
Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically,
Jesus, whoa! Oh, God, my God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
That was real. And don't forget, people, you know what I'm saying? This show is,
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real. Let me go ahead and beam my, I got somebody hailing me out to 817. Let me go ahead and beam them on board real quick, people. Get this show started, you know what I'm saying? Here we go. God damn it, where my lemon juice at? Hold on, people. I got to spray some lemon juice on my damn transporter beam. 1 second, people. Fucking lemon juice. Don't forget Smelly Space Lemon Juice for all your transporter beam needs. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get your transporter beam stuck. Got to spray a little space lemon juice on it, and that's the only way it's going to work. I've already tried. WD-40 don't work. 817, you in the building, live on Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
What's up? What's good, Smelly? What's good, son?
Oh, man, we in the building, man. Just trying to get this show started. You know what I'm saying? This is a no drinking till November Thursday. You know, we had to put the bottle down. Putting the bottle
Oh, you're not drinking
down.
Till November?
Till November.
Oh,
well, I mean, till we go to Las Vegas. Yeah, I'm just laying, trying to get back focused, you know what I'm saying, get the workout really on, you know what I'm saying, and really get, you know, focused on the matter at hand. So, it's right now it's 282 for the damn flight, for round trip flight. And then, shit, that's all I got to get out the way of the damn 282, so. Get that flight out of the way, and I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I just want to book it by the day. By the end of the day, I want to go ahead and book it. And then start doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this is motherfucking Setty Baby Powder Fresh J, a.k.a. Bartholomew, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Okay, AKA 009½, AKA one of lays of the trilateral radio.
AKA take us into to pedophilic tiny chat rooms. Come up with the new word and shit, pedophilic. You motherfucking pedophiles. Shout out, Mr. I don't give a fuck, punk ass nigga. Well, the rest of you old, I want to see titties on the glass motherfuckers out there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
That's one
so,
for so, you.
Of course, man. You know Eleanor Mason?
Eleanor Mason?
Eleanor Mason. E-L-O-R-A.
Eleanor Mason? Nah, that don't ring a bell. Man, I'm live on my show. Man, answering the phone. Why, what's up?
Yeah, she was on our episode, and that was very entertaining. Entertaining and very informative.
Ella Ruff.
Yeah, she
on Blog Talk?
No, she came. She was a host. She was a guest on our show. She's one. She's supposed to tell you about the proposals of Rick Ross. And she got some NDRs she was with too. She came in today. She's basically letting us know about everything. She talked about when she was on College Hill and that whole flow right incident where the people were effing up the water thing.
Oh, I don't know what the hell you even talking about. I'm sorry, brother. I don't watch TV.
And she's also in charge of the Florida Entertainment, Summit. That's going to happen in December.
Man, I
definitely hit her up, man, because y'all in Florida, so that worked for y'all.
Man, no, I don't know about that. I ain't never heard of her, but yeah, gotta check that. Check on that. Laura.
Yeah, Ellora. Amazing. Trippy as a mole, the better man. You know who her first artist she represented? Was remember Icon?
That old rap group.
Yeah, Get Crunked Up.
Yeah, that light skinned dude, I got his name Chapter. He called himself turned into gospel rap. And then he gave me a damn mixtape. And I went to go play it because I'm the Crunk for Christ DJ, what we call Crunk for Christ, Miss Michelle Patty. And I ain't did them in a while because she got into some little stuff and stuff. So we had to shut the events down for the teens. But he came, shot me this CD. I was like, you know, this was before the event started. I said, I'm going to play a couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying, just to see what it's working with. He told me don't play track number 3, and I'm thinking because this is the song he was going to perform, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. So I was like, okay, I'm going to play some other tracks. Man, please. Man, I put the first track I played, Fuck, came out of that. I said, oh, man, all these motherfuckers, everybody turned and looked at me. No, you can't play nothing. Just play. No, hell no, motherfucker, don't shoot me shit that I can't damn play. If you going to be gospel rap, then this needs to be a gospel rap CD. There don't need to be nothing else on this motherfucker. What kind of shit is that?
Well, that was just completely stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, you shouldn't have, I mean, not in this setting, you shouldn't even shot me that. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have gave me that. In this type of setting, because, I mean, this is what I'm saying. If it's local entertainers, like we got an open mic, you know what I'm saying? Why the hell I'm finna sit there and be playing T.I. and Jeezy all fucking night long? We ain't got nothing but indie artists in here trying to hear indie music. So therefore, I'm gonna play you some other motherfuckers. I'm gonna be playing Goofy Bone, Red Shade. These are other indie artists that y'all ain't never met. They from other states. But this is to give you a chance to hear some other flavors and shit on your same level. Not this other bullshit that's already on the radio. I'm not finna play no fucking radio shit. That's dumb. You know what I'm saying? Because we all in here to support each other, indie artists, DJs, producers, and all that. So why bring out a commercial source when that's not what you're seeking?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't do that. Hell no. Nah. When they see me DJing, man, please, I'm playing shit that I play right here on the radio. And that's what you get, even in the clubs, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to TampaRap.com. Check them out. Matter of fact, shit, I got to check out. Man, hold on, let me check them out real quick. Because they supposed to have, they should have by now posted the video. Check it out. I'm on live stream too, man. I'm trying to figure out how to get this shit really working, though.
You on the same day that I read you, dude.
Yeah.
That's going to, like, I'm telling you, that's going to be fire.
Because the thing of it is, is because it gives you real-time stats. Then you can embed it on any station, and they can just interact with you from every MySpace page, your Facebook, you know what I'm saying, from everywhere you put that
but not,
player
not
on.
Just that, though, Smelly, too, like, you can, like, we can do, like, a video show, too, so if all of that videos, we can play the videos on the show.
Right, and that's what I got loaded up now. I got, like, a Janu video on there, so, you know what I'm saying, I can sit up here and click on it. And player, it's got this shit was on demand. Was got on demand videos.
What?
And then those are the videos that I done uploaded in there. Like I got, I think I put two of them on there that they approved so far. But it looks hot to me. You know what I'm saying? It looks like, you know, something that's worth checking out. Let me see how this shit gonna work. Cause I got Janu, oh, that's and it records other. It records exactly like this show here. It like I was on. I was just on 107 point. WDEP show radio. That's where I've been at all morning. So I turned this thing on just to see what it would do, and I started hearing like double feedback. So what it does, it's actually recording his show. It's recording whatever on your desktop. So if we sitting here doing virtual DJ. It's going to pick that up without anything. You know what I'm saying? It's picking it up straight through your desktop. So you got to, you know what I'm saying, plug anything or anything. I'm like, yeah, that's hot. I can definitely use that, you know what I'm saying? And it recorded a whole lot. I didn't know it recorded that much. All right. But, yeah, that's where I hung out. That net was off in there, you know what I'm saying? She had a meeting or something, so I know she'll probably be around here later on. Popping off in the chat room. What's happening with you today? What's going on? Say it.
Hello?
Yeah, I said, what's going on with you today?
Shoot, man, dude, I'm still fucking awake, dude. I have not went to sleep yet. That is for days. My ass is still wide ass awake.
You ain't went to wait. What?
I'm still wide ass awake. I have not went to sleep. That shit is crazy, dude. I'm like, dude, I'm still awake, fool.
You've been taking over, man. You've been taking over. People, he's been taking over.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Sorry, Sadie, brother. I don't mean to, but you've been taken over by the Borg, brother. You got to go ahead and play the warning.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
All right, brother. You get the heavy guns. Nah, I can't even do that. He's probably trying to out of commission people. We're going to have to beam him back on board and repair him. We got to repair Sadie J, people. The goddamn Borg has got him. Fuck, we gotta run to the. Y'all gotta hold on. I gotta run to the damn transport room. Shit. Fucking Sadie J done got taken over by the board. Wait till fucking Goofy hears about this one, boy. That's shit. But, Enterprise doors open. I got voice command now. You know what I'm saying? I had to upgrade shit.
Man,
right,
say, man, you put the
lasers
in there yet?
We got the what?
The lasers, man, you got to be prepared to shoot these niggas, man, you got lasers.
Yeah, man, I got to get my phasers and shit, still ain't got my phasers and shit. I got heavy guns and shit, but the heavy gunfire, the scene don't really work in space. I be shooting shit at bitches and missiles and shit. And by the time, I mean, you can watch the motherfucker, it's going that slow through space. So by the time it hit the ship, it just bounced off the ship and just go somewhere else. I'm like, fuck, man, these damn bullets ain't no, you can't use bullets in space. This is some bullshit. So you gotta get phasers,
named,
people.
I got a homeboy named Joe. He can pick up a phaser on there for a little bit of nothing, man.
Oh, yeah?
My homeboy Joe, he know how to put a phaser on there for a little bit of nothing.
Oh, y'all gotta fix that, Jay. Y'all hold on. All right, what'd you say again?
I said I got a homeboy named Joe. He can fix, put phases in there for a little bit of nothing.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, I need to go. Where you got? Where's space station at?
Man, space station, you got to go a little bit past Mercury, man.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll do that. Hey, Jen, is that why I got you online? I was at TampaRap.com, right, which is some dudes down here that's doing, you know, big things for the indie artists, giving them exposure and stuff. And I came across this dude named Bobby Treacherous, white dude. And I'm finna play a song called All Flavors, right? And you get your opinion on it, man. Tell me what you think.
All right, most definitely. Check it out.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Yes, I am playing the track. Motherfuckers, don't hail me again, goddammit. Stay on the bridge. Here we go, y'all. It's Bobby Treacherous. You can check him out on checkitcheckit.com. You know what I'm saying? This is an exclusive Wrecking the Game Radio Starship Smelly Prize. Trilateral Radio.
Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper. And maybe he can cock all these lame-ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, yeah, I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots of Patron, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you know I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. The shots already started, what? I'm already retarded. Yeah. I ain't gotta be the hardest, shit, I'm not even an artist. You ain't gotta be the smartest bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities, I got the authority to take you to the crib. What? It's got three stories, all I need is three stories. It's cool with the orgies, hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here? This is a toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air. Come on. Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Bobby Treacherous.
Wow! Congratulations!
Really, bring my homeboy back on board right here live. Starship Smelly Prize, people, that was Bobby Treacherous, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit him up on checkitcheckit.com, man. I like that deal, you know what I'm saying? It's clean, you can understand it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to be no Milli Vanilli, no Vanilla Ice, no Eminem, you know what I'm saying? No Snow. Got his own style, got his own, he got confidence. I'm feeling it. 817, motherfucker, said it, baby, powder, press J. How you feeling now,
you gotta
do that when I'm coming back on the I'm gonna have to go get the scratch. I'm gonna have to go get the turntable scratch and shit.
Why
you
can't be Milli Vanilli, man?
Well, nah, cause you know Milli Vanilli. I don't even know why I keep Milli Vanilli just be on my mind all the time. Cause all these old fuck ass niggas nowadays with this ghostwriting shit, y'all niggas is Milli Vanilli.
All that Milli Vanilli shit, man.
You niggas on this Milli Vanilli shit. All you do is just get on stage and jump up and down like a fucking puppet. But the whole time you singing somebody else shit. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you Milli Vanilli. Huh? Anyone?
All I said, only difference is now they use their own voices instead of using another person's voice like Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, but even still, even with that shit, you know what I'm saying? They got a bitch ghostwriting so they can go and get synthesized. So I don't know what the fuck going on. Bitch, man, please. Like you niggas talking through a computer or some shit. Like you niggas Skyping and on your records and shit. Look out for my new record recorded off of Skype. Yeah, it's coming out. 4009. Niggas recording off of Skype and shit. Straight up. Niggas do a video off of Skype and shit.
Yes, sir. Yo, this is your boy, DJ Drama.
Ah, man. Straight up, man. This is that new Skype. Skype 2.0.
Get your ass.
Skype 2.0. Check out the Skype 2.5 video coming out 4009.
My album for Skype.
Man, that shit there. This is gonna be a movie. That way you kill me too, DJ Khaled, all these niggas, Chris John, all you motherfuckers down here be talking about something. Huh?
We ain't got no more shows like what's it called? Damn. Like Rap City where they be challenging these niggas to get in the damn booth. They be
challenged.
They be on that bullshit.
No. Yeah, we need
but
that.
But you know
man,
what?
You
after
know.
A while they stopped writing their own shit. They would start they when they were freestyling the booth, they weren't even freestyling no more. They were going there with prepared shit.
Better do something, step your motherfucking game up, nigga. Yeah, step your motherfucking game up. Step it what? What time that is? Yeah, but that was that exclusive shit. You know what I'm saying? When they used to do that back in the day, that was real rap. Well, that was when BET was actually Black Entertainment Television. Now that shit is wet. Whack Entertainment Television. Fuck WET. Whatever the fuck they want to be. Whack ass and motherfucking bullshit. Anyways, people, let me read this out to y'all, man. You know, this is no drinking. This is no more drinking until the BTR host reunion coming up November 5th through the 9th. You know what I'm saying? Because drinking takes you off what you want to do on a daily basis besides making you lethargic and absent-minded. It also impairs vision and hearing. So now if we do all of that and then don't pass that shit back, but it don't, so pass it over here. Today's show will be a highly sober show, but will always definitely be entertaining. So don't forget, at the top of the hour, y'all, we got the nutty news of the day. And shouts out to House of Jacks, who probably only going to come through just for the damn nutty news of the day. Clad ass rolling. I mean, balling. But, hey, you ever went on the House of Jacks show?
No, I haven't been on it.
Yeah, she do prank calls. Well, I guess she got a whole like all a bunch of different audio clips from different people doing prank calls and shit. But I listened to that shit. Boy, that shit, that was funny, boy. That was some. They doing a lot of shit off.
I didn't show her how to do a prank call, man. I'm actually gonna be a guest, man, and show her how to do a prank call, man.
Oh, and do one. We calling then? Man. We better do a prank call, people. Here we go, people. What's the number?
Hold on, let me figure out a number. You know what was a funny thing? Dude. When we were on, what was it called? Oh, Wildcat for the thick of that shit, man.
See, that's what she should be.
Oh yeah,
she should be premium for to do that because then you can call people.
Oh yeah, man. What we were doing, what you call it?
When we did the Craigslist call.
That shit was a good stuff.
Yeah, but the one before that was the Craigslist calls. Now. That was a classic shit, too.
Called,
the Craigslist call?
Nah, that shit right there, nigga. That shit right there, nigga. That was a shit.
Oh, man.
I met that one girl. She was like, what you trying to do? Call me, hello? Bitch, if you got your shit on fucking Craigslist, what the fuck am I supposed to think? you open season for me to start prank calling you.
Matter of fact, man, let's go ahead and go to Craigslist, people. That's where we get all our best callers. Hey. All right, people, we're going to Craigslist.com for your hoe bag needs. You're looking for any hoe bags, in the Craigslist, and there's a bounty full of hoe bags. All right, here we go, people. We're going live. Okay. Let's see what city do we want to fuck with. Let's see, where do you want to go, brother? Montana, Nebraska, where are we going? Let's see, Texas. Let's see, Massachusetts. I've seemed to have lost my passenger. He has been sucked out of the emergency exit. I will have to beam him back aboard shortly. All right, y'all, we're going to make some prank calls in Hawaii. Fuck it. How about that, y'all? Ask about some fruit or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, can you guys mail me some kiwi fruit? Yeah, I need some kiwi fruit. Yeah, I'm making a kiwi lime pie, and I need some kiwi fruit. I need it strictly from Hawaii, though. That's where Said you guys make it there handmade. Yeah. Can I get that? Yeah. All right, let's see where we're going, y'all. We're going to the personals. No, we need some businesses to call. That's what we need, people. Yeah, let's see. It's food. There we go. Food and beverage. Yeah, there we go. All right, y'all. We're looking up the food and beverage operators. Let's see. Waha'iawa. Waha'iawa. Wali. Maui. The Aloha Tower Market. Cook or Sue Chef at Chase Island Bistro. Part-time weight help, Maui weight help, Zippy's cook, front of house restaurant manager, Maui. All right, people, I need a good place to call. How about the, let's try Chai's Island Bistro. Here we go, people. We're trying out Chai's Island Bistro at the Aloha Park. And what's their number? What's your phone number, guys? I think it's 808-585. Let's see. All right, people, we're going to make a call. Let's see. They're located and hiring now for cooking sous chef. Experience only hard working.
Hello, my name is Chang Fong Fat. I see you're hiring. Yeah. Uh-oh. Chang Fong Fat is calling, people. Chang Fong Fat. Here we go.
Thank you for calling
Island
Bistro. I'm sorry, no one be able to answer your call.
Oh my God, I was calling. Well, I did the job.
To Friday, 11 a.m. to 4. Dinner served nightly from 4 to 10 p.m. For reservation, simply leave your name, phone number, number of your party, date, and time you would like to come. Thank you for calling Chai Island Bistro, and have a good day. Mahalo and aloha.
Hello, I have Wato Mecca Wato Bishan, Puffy of Four Piece. We need a Puffy for Four Piece. Hi, what have you made for you? Where are you on? Where are you on for tomorrow, please? Yeah, please call me back. This is Feng Wang Shang, please. Feng Wang Shang, please. 347-237-5125. Please call me. Please call me for reservation. I would like fried rice and fried duck, please. This is Fu Wan Hong. Please call me back, please. Confirm reservation. Thank you. Chapong Kin Chong Hong. My colleague of Kawaii.
To send this message now, press pound. To receive your message, thank you for calling. Goodbye.
All right, people. And we're back. Had to leave a message, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's no sense of calling if you can't leave a damn message, people. So, you know what I'm saying? That's all we got to do. Shout out to Chaz. Chaz is whatever the hell. Chaz Island Bistro at the Aloha Tower Marketplace. I be forgetting, you know what I'm saying? You ain't hear that? Oh, shit. Girl, I thought you heard that. I thought I was clicked on. I just made a prank call. I thought everybody heard that. All right, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm just calling, trying to make some prank calls, people. You got to remember that when you're making a prank call, you got to remember the damn area you're calling in. I'm calling Hawaii, which is like 6 hours behind. So, of course, duh, ain't nobody going to pick that motherfucker up. So, let's take this thing on over to, Puerto Rico. Can we call Puerto Rico? Sí. Hola, ¿cómo está? Este patón vino para tan wing. Pi. A putan pa cantan pa tan. Yeah, that's how I'm be talking, y'all. Because I don't speak no Spanish, but we gonna talk some Spanglish today. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Let's go for, who we want to call, people? Medical? We want to call some medical people? Software people. Let's see if they got that new Taco Thrower 3000 game coming out. Hey, you guys got that Taco Thrower 3000? Yeah, I need that. Yeah, you guys got that Taco Thrower 3000. Okay. Let's see if we can find us a duck, people. I mean, a number. Excuse me. Let's see. And this is for a job, people. Hey, we can. Yeah, I got a BS degree. Yeah, I got a BS. Yeah, it's a real bullshit degree. But, it's in computer science. And, people, let's call. Let's make a call. You guys with me? Are you guys with me? All right, there we go. Let's make a call, people. Hold on. We're calling Maya Quiz Puerto Rico. And this is for a job, 2 years with option to hire, only U.S. citizens, which I'm a Chinaman, so I will be hauling. Hello, my name is Wong. Fight. I said fight. Right, motherfucker, means fight. But that's how we're going to be talking, y'all. So let's call ASAP and let's discuss some details. Yeah. Y'all live right here on the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. We try to see if we can prank call somebody. Hold on. Coming back, people. Hold on. Nah, I fucked up. Hold on.
Nah. I think shit work, people. All right, we're going to get into a little music, man. I got to find somebody really I can damn chat, man. I got to really find somebody who I can go ahead and prank call. So, y'all hold on, people. Shouts out to Spirit Warrior, you know what I'm saying? Coming up in her. And welcome to the bridge on the Starship Smelly Prize, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, people, we do got official sponsors here, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Lager, you know, Lager beer.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down. I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
That's real. I'm getting somebody's calling. Hello.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Yes, I will play that new Britney Spears for you. People, Harry Spears, Britney Spears' manager, you know, who I smoke with on occasion, you know what I'm saying, because if you're having that good perp and dro and shit, you know, he always be sending me exclusives when it comes to Britney Spears. A lot of songs he be making be too controversial, you know what I'm saying, to be heard. You know what I'm saying, to be heard on his, really to be heard on any FM or AM radio station. So he sends them to me because he knows this is Wrecking the Game Radio, you know what I'm saying, adult, uncut, uncensored radio, and we play all the hottest hits. So he sent me a new song. I'm going to debut this one, you know what I'm saying. I think I only played this only one time, so I'm going to debut the song once again, y'all. And this is Britney Spears' new song. Y'all hearing it right here first. I'm a Starship Smelly Prize. Uh-oh. Here we go. Oh.
Oh, booby, booby. My chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies. My breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No beef up. My chest flatness was killing me. And I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, Bobby. I look 32, I'm just a child. I am a crowd.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Wow! Yeah. Congratulations!
Yeah. Right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Don't forget, man, coming up at the top of the hour, do got the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? Nutty news of the day. And it's going down real big. I got some old people I got to upload, too. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Bobby Treacherous, Grip, Krim, Creep. Jersey. Shit, who else left me something? Young South. My dog. Shouts out my dog, Meech Dog, T-Rail. Shouts out to Bo Ouija. And who else? Okay. And definitely shouts out to my artist, Miss Jadu. Got a new one that, you know, been playing a little bit. Going, you know, pump this up. This is Mean Swag, people. Check out Miss Jadu on www.myspace.com/Jadu the Princess. And that's Janu-Ther. Oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm spelling. Janu the Princess. Fuck it. And check out. You know what I'm saying? No drinking till November Thursday. Pop quiz on the beat. Live right here on Starship Smelly Pride.
Yeah, I like it flat, ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it flat, ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it flat, ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it flat. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Said he got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a person driving. Daddy got a new swag, he got long cash to drive big wheels, sticking on the black and grill. Okay, yeah, daddy, I peeped you. I'm so excited to see you, can't wait till I greet you. I can tell that you's a real man. All talk by the way you shook my hand. Nothing like some street dudes that can be so rude. I think you's a gentleman, we can make the best friends. If you got me in the front, then I got you in the end. I'm a down tight chick, and I'm in it to win. I wanna be on your team, I'm talking to you and me. There ain't no I and we, no telling what we can be. You can run your real estate, and I'll lock down music. When it comes to these lyrics, and it goes explicit. Yeah, I respect your grind, I want your heart to be mine. But when it comes to quality time, please give me all attention. Cause if not, see, that's way slipping. That's way flipping. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Shoulders. I like the way he work. He used to be a street king, but now he got his own soul. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name rings bells, be like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are army, you the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb, I think it sounds superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like, ooh, it must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game, baby, use a cane. Yeah, you the false man. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Only a house hustler or a street guy. Cause pretty soon, holy gonna rip that bag out. What a girl supposed to do? You wanna shine skin new. Even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And oh, you came from home. Police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave him alone. But I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, I living with your homeboy. You don't hardly spend no time. All you want is go and grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he did it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy DJ Party Time of Breaking the Game Entertainment. If you want to come follow your boy Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu. DJ smells so good. And my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here. Walk like you got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Wrecking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map. We doing big things. Holla at your boy.
That motherfucking
Phantom sound. Your motherfucking head to the sky. Looking good and you're feeling just right. Go so fly, so fly.
Yep, y'all already know what time that is, man. It is the top of the hour. It is time for the Nutty News of the Day. And it's going now. The Nutty News of the Day is brought to you by motherfucking myself. You know what I'm saying? Play my shit.
Wrecking the game, entertaining.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? And also, man, this shit here blowing me. Y'all got to chill with this refreshing shit, y'all. I mean, damn. Can't even get my motherfucking news and music started and shit. They read the news because they keep refreshing shit. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Another news of the day, music is provided to you by Taboo Porn Music. And, yeah, for our first song. And we start this out, y'all. Well, what a chicken head horrified shoppers. Yeah. We in UK, people. In the UK, yeah. Well, a stunned shopper bought a chicken from Preston's ASDA store, only to find its head still attached. Stop calling my phone, man. Damn. Head still attached. Helen Kirby, 27, of Thistlecroft in Ingle, was horrified to discover it tucked under the body of the bird. Yeah, she brought the whole chicken from the ASDA store at Fullwood and immediately froze it. Bosses at ASDA have apologized to Miss Kirby and confirmed they have given her 100 pounds and a new vacuum cleaner for compensation. Well, to the dog. I'm mad to damn. Oh, man. That is crazy. I'm worried, Nettie Nell. I'm going to wake you up, woman. She full on lunch. Just imagine eating, finding a fucking chicken head in your goddamn grocery bag when you get to the house. Or imagine this one. We in Japan, people, where a man sues over unnecessary artificial rectum. Okay, I don't know if I want to read that one. Anyway, a Japanese man has sued a hospital, arguing it unnecessarily gave him an artificial rectum after misdiagnosing him as suffering rectal cancer. Man, it sounds like UCH down here in Tampa. A hospital official says the man underwent surgery in March at a university hospital in western Miyazaki Prefecture to remove the tumor, but his doctor told the man, whose age and name were not reported, that a later examination found no cancer cells in the removed tissue. Yeah. Oh, they done took the man's shit out and put him a false one in there. But fuck it, dog. At least you know that one won't go bad on you. Yeah. Anyway, a guitarist, 7 years old, was disqualified from a concert. Probably cheating. Yeah. We in Glasgow, y'all. Glasgow, Scotland. I think that's where they had that bombing at and shit. But this is where a 7-year-old Scottish guitarist who made it to the finals of a Britain-wide talent competition was disqualified for being too young. Yeah. Chris McDowell, placed in the top three at the Open Mic UK contest at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow, Scotland, a feat that would have sent him to the finals in Manchester, England, had organizers not disqualified him due to his age. Damn, what the hell? I got to read in more into that because they kind of left the damn story incomplete. What the hell? This is brought to you by UPI.com, 100 years of journalistic excellence. Right. Let's see here. And I was a bit, it says I was a wee bit annoyed and Chris was crying, but I can understand where they're coming from, said the boy's father, also named Chris McDowell, 29. The winner would have had to record a single and go on a mini tour, which would have been too much for him. But we think he's a little star in the making. That's real, because he made it to the top three. Fuck that. I mean, y'all should just be happy of that, you know. Organizer Chris Grayson said the judges are hoping the boy will return to the competition when he is older. The minimum age for the competition wasn't reported. The judges were all very impressed with Chris. It's unbelievable that someone of his age shows such maturity on stage. I'm sure he has a very promising future in the music industry. All right, well, shouts out to that, man. You know what I'm saying? All right. John Glenn gets punched in the face. All right, so what? Punch all these motherfucking crazy ass in the damn face. Anyways, people, damn, he look like somebody hit him in his motherfucking face. If y'all want to check out what I'm talking about, go to nuttynewstoday.com and you can witness this shit for yourself. This dude's face looks swollen up like he done beat his ass like 400 years. But because in Arizona, a man ran down two westernized daughter. Get my music crunk back again because we got to go back in on this one, people. Yeah. Hold on. This sounds too crazy, but only here in the state, only in Arizona, where, you would get some crazy shit like that. So, Taboo Music starting. Where are you? Taboo Music. Where's my Taboo Music? Oh, Taboo Porn Music activating now. Okay, people. Police are looking for an Iraqi man. Yes, we are looking for an insurgent. We are looking for a terrorist. We are looking for a Nahajmajad. We are looking for whatever these old fuck-ass names they keep giving to Iraqi people and shit. And everybody else who come over here and shit. You know what I'm saying? Give them all those crazy-ass names and shit. Man, fuck y'all. Police are looking for an Iraqi man who they allege ran down his daughter and her friend because he believed his daughter had become too westernized. I applaud you, my brother. Falah Hassan Al-Mahalakali, whatever kind of shit fuck up your throat name. 48, struck his 20-year-old daughter, Noor Falah Mahalakali, shit, whatever kind of shit, and her friend Amel Hafakalakakalpala, with a vehicle he was driving in a parking lot. Falah Hafakalakalakablak was angry with his daughter as she had become too westernized and was not living according to the family's traditional Iraqi values. Hey, it's just like black. Once you go black, you never go back, bitches. Okay, anyways, we're going to go over to Nashville, Tennessee, people. Let's see what's popping off, man. Where, yeah, police auctioning gold deep grills. Yeah, only in Nashville, people. Well, the Nashville Police Department is auctioning a confiscated set of custom-made gold, custom-made teeth grills, with the proceeds of the sale earmarked for the police state drug fund, so they can buy more pot, weed, pot, and all the other kind of shit for their fund, whatever, crooks. As seen in the photo, the mouth ornament is adorned with six topaz stones and two citrine stones. The grill is made of 10 karat yellow gold and carries an appraised value of $349. It is unclear in whose mouth the item previously resided. Yeah. Only in Nashville, people, where they'll knock out your motherfucking golds and steal them straight out your motherfucking mouth. Well, this ought to make all you hungry people out there feel a little bit more hungry. We're in North Kakalaki, people. Yeah, that's North Carolina. Where, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is in a pork chop, people. Yeah. It might not be worth as much as a grilled cheese sandwich, said to bear the image of the Virgin Mary, but a North Carolina woman believes she's found a well-known Christmas character in her pork chop. Yeah. Sue Church stopped by the Fox 8 Studios to show us a pork chop that resembles Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Some have suggested the meat actually resembles the antler-wearing dog in How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Either way, I don't know where the fuck you getting red on some damn pork chop. And then this shit, it look like it's been mutilated, cut, and all this type of shit. Ladies, stop playing origami with fucking meat. People, jeez. All right. Enough of the porn music, people. Taking this to Springdale. Yeah, where a driver downs vodka as cops arrest him. Hell yeah. You going to jail, you might as well go fucking fucked up. Shit. Yeah, James Robinson had one more for the road. Police said, you know what I'm saying? After all, they don't serve hard liquor in jail. That's real. So when police caught the 32-year-old Florence man driving with an open bottle of Smirnoff vodka, Robinson finished off the final sips as he was being arrested. Yeah. That last drink resulted in an additional charge of tampering with evidence, and Robinson is facing charges of operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated and having an open container of alcohol. Cool! All right, and this is some stupid shit that I really don't want to talk about, but the dumb shit is in the news. New black Barbies getting mixed reviews because who the fuck cares about Barbie dolls anyways? Wait a minute, I got something for Barbie. A special gift for all my Barbie doll people out there. Hey, if you got a, if you have a Barbie doll in your possession right now, I will send you this free gift. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do that? Yeah.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Oh, okay, hold on. My bad to the black Barbie dolls, white Barbie dolls, Spanish Barbie dolls, fucking green alien dolls, bullshit that y'all keep fucking coming out with. Hump dolls, dogs that pee, dogs that fucking snot out, and all that old bullshit. Fuck that, man. Anyways, Grace, Kara, and Trishelle were created to fill a void for young black girls who for so long have been playing with dolls that don't look like them. The new black Barbie dolls released by Mattel have fuller lips, curlier hair, and other features that the company says more accurately represent African-American women. Some have cheered the new dolls, others jeered them, saying they're not black enough. Man, shut the fuck up. Y'all, hold on, sorry people. This is for everyone out there who says that, those dolls aren't black enough. Mm-hmm. I got something for you. Here you go, make that black enough, son of the bitches. Yeah, black that. And for the rest of you believing in that shit, you know what I'm saying? Fuck damn Barbie dolls. Damn Barbie dolls. Shit, man. See some fucking little boys playing with some fucking Barbie dolls, playing some dolls. God, kind of shit. Get your ass out there and play some G.I. Joes, man. Get you some fucking Plastic Army Man. Hell, what kind of shit is that? All right. Anyways, y'all, we're going to take this thing to St. Charles, Illinois, where I read yesterday that a 2-year-old boy walked out of his damn daycare and walked across a busy intersection down two major sidewalks and all that. Okay, I read that. Well, this is now, we're in St. Charles, Illinois. Now, I forgot where that was at. Where a 5-year-old Illinois boy who apparently sleepwalked to his elementary school was safely returned to his family. Yeah. Kane County Sheriff's Deputy said the boy was discovered unharmed but disoriented at Anderson Elementary School 1:30 a.m. Sheriff's Lieutenant Paul Gingler said the boy was having trouble remembering his address and told officers he was at school to watch a movie with his mother. Okay. I'm not going to touch that one. That one's kind of to the left field right there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Big Ashby. Yeah, I just seen you up in there. Once you go black, girl, you don't know nothing about that. Well, now I'm saying, shout out to Nettie Nett, though. She got a little black up in her. That's what I'm talking about, girl. Ow. Hold on, girl. I got to give you a hand clap for that one. Since I seen I was a late responder. My bad. Well, how about this? How about this, Nett? How about this? This is for you. And all my ladies on the show that come to the show.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Yeah. That's a passion to get on to the show, you know what I'm saying? Sir makes a lot say put them on the glass, you know what I'm saying? That's what I say. Put them on the glass if you don't like it, you know what I'm saying?
Then I don't give a fuck.
Straight up. I'm just bullshit, y'all. Let me make a quick little prank call, y'all. Y'all want to make a prank call? We're going to get back
Flaming
to
you. Mouth.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz. Oh, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Yeah, we're going back to Michigan, y'all. Check it out. We in Clinton Town, Michigan. Where my motherfucking music at? Let me get my porn music. Hold on, people. Get my porn music queued back up for this one. Porn music. Dun, 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 dun. There we go. And, yeah, there we go. All right, we're in Clinton Town, Clinton Township, people, where police say a Detroit area man bit through a neighbor's lips after he picked up a football that accidentally had been tossed onto his lawn by some teenagers. Yeah, the man was accused of confiscating the football and refusing to return it until a 28-year-old parent walked up to him and asked for the ball. Clinton Township Detective Captain Richard Mayerly, fucked up name, said the suspect attacked the man and the bite went nearly all the way through his mouth. Oh, shit. Damn, y'all. I'm sorry. I got to fire up. Hold on, y'all. Damn. That is fucked up. I would have, man. No, man. I don't know what the fuck I would have did. Somebody's ass would have getting whooped. That's real. All right, y'all. Let me take this to Memphis, Tennessee, where the H1N1 vaccine is designed to, was developed to kill people. I believe that. Yeah. But the Nation of Islam leader, Minister Louis Farrakhan, told an audience in Memphis he believes the H1N1 flu vaccine was developed to kill people, a witness said. The earth can't take 6.5 billion people. We just can't feed that many. So what are we going to do? Kill as many as you can. We have to develop a science that kills them and makes it look as though they died from some disease, Farrakhan said, adding that many wise people won't take the vaccine. Hey, if you're wise people, I wouldn't take that motherfucking vaccine. But hey, I don't, so mind your business. Don't take my word for it. Do your studying up on the shit. If you feel that it's healthy for you and it's something that you want to, you know what I'm saying, put into your body, please inject the fuck out yourself. But like my dog on 107 WDEP said, if that's the case, then why motherfuckers ain't injecting themselves with the AIDS virus, antivirus, just so they won't get the motherfucking AIDS. You feel me? Come on, people. We got to wake up now. We got to wake up. And on that note, that's going to conclude the motherfucking Nutty News of the Day. You know what I'm saying? Brought to you by, part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Yeah. It's going down real big, people. And, don't take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Let me want to holler at your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. I beam you on board. You can hail me at 347-237-5125. If you got some nutty news that you want to send to me, please send that to Trilateral Radio. That's Attention Trilateral Radio, 4202 North 34th Street. And that's in Tampa, Florida, 33610. I will get it and I will air it. All artists out there, if you're trying to send me some music, send it to smellybtr@live.com. SMELLY BTR@live.com. And, yeah, I get you on. You know what I'm saying? Scroll down real big like that. And let me take one quick shout out for my hood. You know what I'm saying? We lit.
What to do? This Q Phrase over here on Trade 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trade 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And coming soon, y'all. We're gonna be broadcasting live from live stream. I'm gonna have my player embedded on my MySpace page on myspace.com/smellybtr. So you know what I'm saying? You can tune in there. Actually, it's gonna be on every single MySpace page I got. So I don't give a damn where you at. You're gonna be able to see me live across every single page that I goddamn have, including my artist's page. Every single one of them. So check that out, coming soon. And that's what we do, man. We do it live right here. So and this is no drinking till November, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't drinking till November 5th through the 9th, goddammit. Yeah, when we get down to Las Vegas, that's when I'm getting my motherfucking drink on. And until then, I'm focusing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stay focused. And stack my paper, you know what I'm saying, and get ready for some good times, man. You know, because that's definitely what time it is. Time to have a good time. And matter of fact, since I'm talking about having a good time, I'm going to play my dog motherfucking Ashwood. Ashwood! That's how we doing it. Live, y'all. Starship Smelly Prize, you in the building. It's 813 thing, baby. But we worldwide. Cali to Texas, that's how we do. Net and net, Big Ashby in the building. Shouts out to you, huh? Put your glasses in there. Put your blunts. Let me know if you're out there, huh? It's time to make a toast, y'all.
It's nothing like this. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered. I done put it down all across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. Go. A few shows, did me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood. Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step, though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up,
Silk? Tyree got me live in D.C. Progression. About to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable. Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats. / engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Vibe with me.
This my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at 10 for the puff party.
What up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check.
Yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under pressure. I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth. I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back for all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered.
remind me of my ex-girlfriend. My dead ex-girlfriend.
To find me a thug, bitch, she do a lot of talking. Not just talking, you thinking I'm talking fine. These niggas acting crazy, I'm gonna have to open. So a bitch that I found, that bitch loves talking. To find me a thug, bitch, she do a lot of talking. Not just talking, you thinking I'm talking fine. These niggas acting crazy, I'm gonna have to open. So a bitch that I found, that bitch loves talking. To find me a thug, bitch, she a real freak. With my index finger, I can make the bell speak. Nigga talking shit, don't know my thug bitch with me. I pull her out, my dick is short, she'll change her speech. I buy a lot of nice things, talk to a red bean. And put some on her mouth when I touch her, she don't scream. I love finger fucking, I think about her in my sleep. When it's said and done, well, let's fuck nigga on the street. I try to leave her on, she say don't leave without a seat. So I put in my lap, fuck with her under the seat. I feel bad, I ain't fucked my bitch in a whole week. If you know like I know, this hoe here plays for geeks. I wake her up so she can put a fuck nigga to sleep. I love this thug bitch, and she love me. It's all on me for this bitch to protect me. This thug bitch is
so, you're a girl,
your thug bitch, she do a lot of talking. Not just talking, you thinking I'm talking fine spoken. These niggas acting crazy, I hear my ass are open. Thug bitch that I found, that bitch love talking. You found me a thug bitch, she do a lot of talking. Not just talking, you thinking I'm talking fine spoken. These niggas acting crazy, I hear my ass are open. I ain't going find this hoe, but she a real blessing. Watch how you talk to me, she can have no question. If a dick ain't focused, it's up, it's a touch. Catch you with your pants down, it's up, it's a fuck you. Can't get a bitch like her, you niggas ain't worth it. Have her by my fucking side, bro, I'm real lucky. Niggas act like hoes when she start touching. No, you didn't think I bought my bitch with me for nothing. You better hit the fucking ground when you see us coming. This up bitch right here, bro, she know she's something. I love her to death because my bitch love jumping. On you, nigga, ain't no running. Bust if you want to, your head, she busted. Told you before to have a bra, I'm real lucky. 2009, Barney and Clyde being my woman. You found me a thug, bitch, she do a lot of talking. Not just talking, you thinking I'm talking fine spoken. These niggas acting crazy, I hear my ass are open. So a bitch that I found, that bitch loves talking. You found me a thug, bitch, she do a lot of talking. Not just talking, you thinking I'm talking fine spoken. These niggas acting crazy, I hear my ass are open. That I found that bitch love talk.
Your booty shivers, me timbers.
Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. Sucker.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
That's real. Hey, I'm trying to try some new shit, y'all. Hold on. Oh, shit. Shit fucking up. Ooh, shit. Fucking me up. Trying to figure this shit out, y'all. I'm on a lot of shit right now. I'm trying to figure this shit out. I got my little live thing on the front page so you can watch me live, but I got to figure out the sound of it, though, because some reason the sound fucking up. Okay, that's what it is. All right, let me do that. Let me turn this sound off. Okay, and then... I'm trying to, you know, hook up some new shit, y'all. You know, you got to keep upgrading, you know what I'm saying? Blog Talk is your stepping stone, you know what I'm saying? They showed you that good shit is out there, you know what I'm saying? And so what we do is look for more shit to make this shit even better. Found Tiny Chat, but Tiny Chat, all right. Tiny Chat be fucking up, too, you know what I'm saying? So we can't fuck with Tiny Chat all the time. And, you know, it needs some work, you know what I'm saying? So I'm work on it, though, you know what I'm saying? Put my little work down, you know. And y'all know it's no drink until November, Thursday. So, you know, y'all know how I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying?
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
No need for an applause, people. For all my people out there celebrating the birthday, I ain't got no birthday moment like my dog Goofy Bone. For everybody celebrating the birthday this month, this song's for you. Happy birthday, goddammit. Shout out to the QC Party Stars for this one here, man. Be right back to you, man, after these messages. Right here on Starship Smelly Pride.
things I've done and all the things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you try. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find the day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it means.
All right, people, my damn door stuck on my damn shit. I got to go get me some more lemon juice. Hold on 1 second, because I got somebody hailing me. I got to walk over here real quick and get the damn lemon juice. Hold on, homie. I see you. Got 408 in the motherfucking building, people. Well, outside the spaceship. And got to get the damn spaceship organized, man. It's a cluttered-ass fucking spaceship, man. Damn, a control room is cluttered, people. I got to get out of here.
Oh.
Alrighty, okay, people. Alright, we back in the motherfucking control room on the Starship Smelly Prize, y'all. Gotta beam a homie aboard, you know what I'm saying? This is a straight little record zone coming all the way from motherfucking San Jose, California. And this is what he do, man, you know what I'm saying? Gotta get his ass off of planet Earth. Fucking control panel keep malfunctioning on, must be the Borg in the area or something, man. Every time that shit do that, that means the Borg is in the area, man. So we got to be on the lookout, people. Be on the lookout. Whoa, hey. Oh, shit. Damn Borg. Borg is taking over, people.
No, the Borg ain't taking over, man.
Oh.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, shouldn't say. What's happening, people?
Man, I'm so motherfucking tired. I've been trying to, man, ever since we've done these interview things on 186. Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show, man, I had 89 emails from people that asked questions to Red Shades. Half, a third of them were all fucking phony. I can't even believe this shit. Somebody had the nerve to say, have you ever been molested in your life? Can you fucking believe that shit? I ain't going to ask Red Shades that. So I have 54 questions for Red Shades. And then at the end of the...
Like, is that Santa Claus?
Anyway, look here. I have 54 questions to ask Red Shades tonight on the interview. And then Red Shades is going to pick one of those numbers. And whoever number she picks is going to win a $100 gift card courtesy of 186. Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show. But yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know, we balling out of control.
Somebody gonna be running around talking about,
I never seen so much fucking emails for just a little thing like that. Damn, I was tripping out.
This shit is fucked up now. I don't know what the hell keep going on.
What's up, brother? How you doing? No more drinking till our fucking meeting?
Know it. The hell is up with this damn refreshing bullshit?
Hey, Blog Talk Radio's fucked up, man.
I mean, for real, man, this shit is, man. It's just really.
I'm trying to get Red Shades on today's picks, and these people were fucking arguing with me all the motherfucking
people
day.
For the Blog Talk Radio 101. Fuck up.
of the day.
And since I don't have one, I just give you motherfuckers two shots, you sons of bitches, fucking up this damn switch. Motherfuckers. Oh, that was punk ass motherfuckers. Shit. Fucking up my damn switch.
Man.
I don't like that shit. Motherfucker, look at that shit. Shots going off all unwarranted and shit. You know what I found out too, man? All this goddamn ammo I've been wasting in space is, like, useless. I've been shooting that motherfucker's dog, missiles and all that shit, and by the time the motherfucking missiles and bullets get there, they bounce off the ship, and then they just, like, float off to somewhere else and shit.
Ain't that some shit, man? I can't
believe. I'm in space. Bullets don't fucking work in space. I didn't think about that when I bought all the goddamn ammo, when I, you know, when I bought the damn ship.
Stupid ass when you were going to get a fucking starship. That things are going to be different in space. You can't be motherfucking drinking on the moon like you used to. You know what I mean? Shit done change.
Fuck. It's fucking bullshit, people. This is fucking bullshit. Picked up fucking,
You find any space hookers?
No, I picked up a fucking stowaway and shit. This motherfucking goddamn, what's his name?
Penny!
Yeah, it's my fucking ass, you know what I'm saying? Can't tell Timmy. Fucking Timmy.
Fucking Timmy.
Fucking Timmy and shit. How the fuck he got on the damn ghost? I thought of his ass on Earth and shit, man. That son of a bitch somehow got his ass on board, man. Fuck. Got his ass on here and shit. So, you know, it's all good, though. Shouts out to motherfucking Timmy, though. Hey, this live stream shit, though.
Yeah.
This shit is pretty straight, you know what I'm saying? I got it embedded on my show page now. So I'm actually the cam is live right there on the show page. You know what I'm saying? You can put them bitches on all your goddamn MySpace pages. So people, you see what I'm saying? So when we go live, you can still do the tiny chat shit too, but people can just be whoever visiting your MySpace page and shit will actually see you live off the MySpace page. Tiny Check don't do that.
Mm.
And they hear audio and everything. Yeah. I'm getting
down,
pumped up, Net. You know what I'm saying? Net asked me why I ain't drinking.
I need to lick this blunt, so I'm gonna put you down real quick.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So that's why Net. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get focused. Gotta get pumped up, you know what I'm saying, mentally, physically. Everything, you know what I'm saying, to get ready for this trip. This is going to be the biggest show on Earth. I ain't got no circus music and shit, but there you go. You know what I'm saying? Biggest show on Earth, goddammit. And it's going to be featuring my homeboy Bill and Ted. Y'all check them out, y'all. They new hit single. You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Can you
see live on stage.
I do, and it's me. Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe
get the tickets now.
But wherever I go, the people always shout out.
Say what?
Who farted? Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted.
Y'all ain't ready for that.
Time for me to set the record straight and let you people know who farted. Well, I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you who fought Ted, you better point at me and
tell
say,
them.
Hey, it's him. He fought
what
Ted.
What if I farted?
Well, then you fought Ted. It's going out live, y'all. All right, we get on into it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Doing real big, man. Did I see? I don't know. I still ain't sent you that. I got to send you that. Bobby Treacherous. Let's see. I got to upload another track for him, too.
Yeah, Bobby Treacherous.
So, you know, what's going on? What's the show about today, man? What you got going on the shizzle on the 186.2?
Jesus, to be honest with you, it's Hard Rock Thursday. I'm motherfucking pooped, worked out, trying to read all the emails for the Red Shades interview. I barely only got 2 hours of sleep. I've been drinking
what
all night.
What you got?
Mail, motherfucker!
Hella mail.
Yeah, nah. Well, that's what's up, man. You know, it's all good. I got the
I hate being a show host because you got so much responsibility. Like Mother No says, says that, you know, this is a motherfucking job. And it is.
You stepped on the side of the mountain, brother. You stepped on the side.
Thank
no game. It's no games. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be leaving you like the kids say. You know what I'm saying?
Shit for brains.
You know? Straight up. You know?
Shit for brains?
Yeah. You got shit for brains.
Hard Rock Thursday on 186 Point Deuce the World. I don't know what the fuck we're going to do. Just go get ready.
Oh, people. Okay, people. Y'all got to hold on. Somebody's hailing me.
What the hell?
Yeah, somebody's hailing me. Let me get to a hood commercial real quick and then beam them aboard.
What's good? What's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police. You know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
That's real. And we gonna beam 81 Trey in the motherfucking building, live right here on the Starship Smelly Pride. 8-1 Trey, you was on board the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize. What happened?
Damn, dog, you could at least bring him a sandwich with you.
Oh, well, hold on, man.
Hey, man, you know what? He always does that. I'm rolling a blunt, and then he beams my ass, and the blunt, I left the blunt.
It's
like,
the damn
fuck?
Lemon juice, man. Hold on.
Squeaky, 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 squeaky.
All right, here we go. Shit. Damn, hold on. Goddamn, motherfucking, keep playing with the controls and shit. That's what it is, fucking, yeah, got the goddamn controls. Fucking Timmy. Get that. Well, man. The hell's going on? DJ motherfucking Party Time's in the motherfucking building, people. Y'all already know what time it is. What's going down?
Hey, man, you know, looking for better and bigger and better things, you know what I'm saying? We heard that, they was beaming in some new, catastrophic green trees on to the Smelly Prize today. So I was talking about if they was as good as, you know, the asteroid people Tammany are. You know what I'm saying? So,
asteroid people?
Yeah, we do. We in space,
man.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you something, Party Time. Them motherfuckers jack you. So you better watch your shit, man.
Yeah, because this way, I smoked some of that shit.
Asteroid people.
Nobody go in the bathroom for about 35-45
minutes. That house, Billy. Now,
hey,
I was
hanging out with the asteroid people, and them motherfuckers stole what left of blunt I had left on the dashboard, and I was like, oh, hell no, these motherfuckers went too far. So I went and shot up their neighborhood, and then I had to come back to Earth and, you know, do a show and shit, but fuck the asteroid people. I don't like them.
Fucking asteroid people.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they be trying to lock on the people with them tractor beams, so we kind of got to stay, you know, slightly out of reach.
Yeah, but my damn Starship be fucking up, you know what I'm saying? And the consoles be fucking up and shit. I you know what I'm saying? I be feeling like fucking...
these computers, they're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
I told you,
you know
to get
saying?
The computer lady to fix that shit.
Well, I heard that then they Borg license and turned them in for badges. So, you know, you got to watch out for them critters.
They kept
calling fucking Moles and shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop calling Moles, people.
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
If I ever know who you are, I'll shove starving cats up your ass and a broomstick up your mouth.
And a broomstick up your mouth. And a police siren in your butt. Like, damn, right? You know, just bunch of shit up. Y'all already know what time it is, people. It's time to get on down. Let's go. Oh, shit. All right, everybody, put your leotards on, big white socks, and your Fame I Just Want to Live Forever headband.
What?
Oh, everybody didn't grow up on Fame. My bad.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry. I stopped dancing in a long time ago.
Right. Like,
Shout out to Boo News about to take a piss right now. Come on, Boo News.
Uh-oh. Boo Hollywood News is about to do his duty, people. Let's go ahead and give him. Oh, I ain't got no salute music for him. Sorry about that. Well, let's take a commercial while he's doing his duty, y'all.
Damn,
Boo News. All right. Boo News is taking a crap. Sponsored by Straight Bolt Records. Goofy Bone. You can find him in San Jose on beautiful, I don't know what boulevard, and beautiful San Jose, California. 408. You can reach him at one of those numbers. Or at 186 Point Deuce. That's real. Thank you, Boo News, for taking your shit right here on
the Smelly Shit Enterprise.
Wrecking the game, entertainment.
You know
hey,
what
dude,
I'm saying?
You can't pee on that. Come on.
Oh,
shout out to Boo News.
Boo News. You know, that's the Trilateral mascot, man. You know, it's going down real big, man. Shout out to
Put
him in the middle of the triangle, flying through the triangle with his cape on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Real. Shout out to Boo News. I ain't got no roof music and shit to communicate with him yet, but it's coming, people. It's coming. I got some some people from the Third Federation of Dog Emporiums, and they supposed to be sending me over some good dog sounds, I guess, for the show, so I can communicate with the dogs in space, so they can also tune into the show.
Come on, space. Let's go outside. Come on.
Yeah.
Can't be outside in space too long.
Can y'all dig it?
Get caught up.
I said.
Can
you
dig
it?
Can you dig it?
Damn it.
Can you dig it?
Damn a bitch.
I'm going there. It's going there. Make sure y'all check out www.myspace.com/JohnnyThePrincess. You know what I'm saying? You click on that, you find me and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Check out Party Zone on whatever he about to tell y'all.
Welcome to Party Zone 3929. You know how it is. It's all the same, baby. No matter you hit the Twitter, you can hit the sound click. You can even hit the smelly BTR, but it's still the same, baby. Party Zone 3929. Do what you do. Where's that nigga Goof?
Shit, I'm right here. 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show. It's 186 POINTDUCE.NING.com. Check it out, people.
All right, hold on, people. We got late breaking news from the bridge. Hold on. Somebody's got some here. Oh, no, that is true. Damn, this bitch fucked up, though.
My God.
Wait a minute, she did what?
A flu shot fucked. Damn, this woman fucked. Oh, that is so fucked up. She got a 1 in 1 Man, you got life fucked up. After a flu shot, shots out to Madison Media. Do y'all hear this shit?
Where the fuck is it at?
That's on YouTube, man. Y'all got to go to YouTube.com. This is the story about the cheerleader that got the fucking flu shot. And now her ass fucked up.
You fine no more.
I tell you, people, don't get that flu shot shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, that is so fucked up.
Look how beautiful she is, too.
Yeah, man. They all fucked up. They done put some experimental shit in them goddamn flu viruses.
That's
and crippling the shit out y'all asses.
Don't
all
be
right.
Doing the flu shot. We've lived on this
right.
Earth for millions of
damn,
years.
Damn, man. That's some bullshit, man.
Flu shot.
Man, experts claim serious side effects of flu shots among to be about one in a million.
Shit.
Bitch, please.
I'd be hella pissed off. My beautiful bride all fucked up like that. Oh, man. Shit, I'd be mad.
God damn, that bitch finding another motherfucker, too. Now she look fucked up. Her marriage. They done fucked up the marriage.
Go Saka News, hurry up.
Damn, that's fucked up, boy. Bitch can't even talk and shit. Y'all talking about going shoot yourself up. Man, y'all better watch out. It's the goddamn K9 flu, which is the H3N8. H1N1 is the fucking regular so-called flu. You got fucking this swine flu shit, which is, I forgot what the hell it's called now. I don't care what. I take vitamin M, vitamin marijuana, goddammit. Shit. That's the best fucking vitamin out there.
Fucking hold on, can I tell somebody, the people something real quick?
Vitamin's good too, though.
Before you beam me off. Don't get the flu shot, people. We've lived on this earth without that for millions of years. Come on, people. Be serious. It's the government fucking us up. Where was this flu shot last year and the year before that and all these other years before that? Look at this beautiful cheerleader that got her life destroyed over this government fucking democracy of scaring people, saying you need this flu shot or you will die.
If you take this flu, you will die.
Live like you did on Oregon Trail. Wait until you catch a disease and wait until you die. Plain and simple. But anyways,
man.
Can you beam me off, Smelly? Because I need to go to my show. Shout out
that
to
DJ. That's what I'm talking about. To that, you know what I'm saying? Dog Goofy Bone putting it down for y'all. Right here live on Starship Smelly Prize, man. And we will be beaming over shortly after this show to 186 Point Deuce. So you know what I'm saying? That's where we'll go ahead and continue getting loose and check us out. And I'm going to go ahead and beam my dog off. Appreciate you coming aboard, homie.
Hey, no problem, brother.
Captain Stubby.
And wrecking the game.
Peace. All right. We got 2 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Got any shots, man, you want to give anything? Pieces out. Anybody? Peace. I want to give a quick peace out to Miss Nettinette coming through. Big Ashby, Madison Media. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that goddamn canine flu is crazy. All y'all motherfuckers is talking about you got dogs. Yeah, that's for y'all to get more money out your pocket so you'll rush and take your dog to get vaccinated with all this old fuck shit so they can experiment on your dogs. You know what I'm saying? So they can see the side effects in the dogs, see what the fuck finna happen with the dogs. All right. Man, please. They better live long and motherfucking prosper. That's why you're on the Starship motherfucking Smelly Prize. Don't let these motherfuckers take you over, man. I joke. Don't let these motherfuckers take you over like this here. You know what I'm saying?
Straight out of Borg. Lower your shields and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
All right. So, think of the game now. That shit was already telling you some subliminal messages. Keep running this shit back to you, subliminally get it, goddammit. We got to tighten up, people, though. Tighten up on your health, tighten up on your kids, tighten up on your living and your learning, you know what I'm saying? Because this future is, it's going to come to a drastic change, and it's going to come to a point where it's going to, no, the only person you're going to be able to depend on is you and your family. And if your family turn their back on you, then that's all you're going to have. So, I just got the motherfucking alert, you know what I'm saying? I just been alerted. Somebody's goddamn control room is just off the chain today, man. I'm telling you, boy. But here we go, people. We're about to blast off. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all tuning in here. And we're gonna be out the building. Go ahead and get out of here with let me see who we got up the deck. Who we got up the deck? And don't forget, call 95. 98, but they ain't 98 no more. 94.1 and the number 727-578-9941 and request this song because this is Super D featuring Ja New. The song is called Take It On Down and need y'all help, please call that number. It's Wild 94.1. Call and request a song. Peace out, y'all. I'll let you later.
Like that, killing that shit, and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the back.